Hello, this is Apostle Shirley Brown talking to you today about know your worth as a woman. Know your worth as a woman. It's really bothering me lately, seeing that as a woman, if you're a Christian, I'm talking to all women out there who are Christian, and even if you're not a Christian and you're listening, then I would say to you, it is important for you to know your worth. Know your worth. You know, the Bible talks about in Proverbs 31, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her worth is far above rubies. Wow. Your worth is far above rubies. I believe a woman's worth is found in Jesus Christ and remains unchangeable from the day that God created you. He created you special. He created you wonderful. He created you unique. He created you an awesome woman. A woman's worth is not tied up in your age. It's tied up in knowing who you are, loving who you are as a person. Value yourself. That you were created before the foundation of the earth. God knew you. He had a purpose for your life. And there is more that God has for you to do. Now, why is it? Please, you're welcome to contact me on risetoglowtv.com and contact me. Let's have a debate. Why is it that many of our sisters, many of our women are settling for a second best rather than waiting on the Lord and allowing God's will to be done in their lives? I hear many of you might be saying, yeah, but we've waited and we've prayed and we've prayed and we've been praying for someone to come into our life. But, you know, we have no choice. Age, you're getting up in age and you feel that you need to have someone in your life. Let me just say this. One, I believe it is important that you need to love yourself as a woman. Embrace your worth. Embrace your worth. Know who you are. Know that if you've been single and you've been working hard and you've done a lot and you've achieved many of your goals and you've set standards, and you've set your priorities, it is important that, first of all, you've got to love you. Regardless of your age, if you look in that mirror every morning and you love you, then that's great. But if you look in the mirror and you don't love what you see, then there is something wrong. That means you're not loving you as a person. And what needs to happen is that you need to begin to deal with you. You need to spend some time dealing with you. And if there are baggages, i.e. emotional hurts, if there are hurts, bitterness, unforgiveness, if there are baggages in your life, if there are past hurt, present hurt that you need to deal with, then you need to deal with you. If you don't like how you look, then you need to do something about it. It's not about getting depressed. It's not getting angry. It's not getting upset. It's not staying in your comfort zone and feeling that it's okay. No, it's about getting up and doing something. If you know that you need to lose weight, do something about it. If you know that you need to study, then do something about it. If you know that you need to go into business, then do something about it. But don't sit down and say, I cannot do this. I will not do this. Time is running out and you feel that you may need somebody else to come on board. No. I feel that you need to know who you are. Be the person that God has called you to be and fulfill your divine purpose. If you're waiting for someone to fulfill your purpose, then something is very, very wrong. So embrace you. Enjoy you. Love yourself in your own skin. You know, enjoy self-care. Enjoy pampering yourself. Surround yourself with the right people that, you know, that celebrates you. Make choices that aligns with the will of God. You know, embrace personal growth and self-confidence and pursue your goals. It's so important to do that. Now, when the Bible says that you are worth far more than rubies, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? So where am I going with this? The reason where I'm going with this is knowing your worth, you are not going to accept less than the best. Knowing your worth, if you are single, you will not put up with less than the best. If you are single, you are not going to accept anything, especially if you're a working woman, if you love the Lord, if you've been waiting a long time on the Lord, then tell me, why is it then that you will align yourself with someone that does not enjoy being who they are? Why would you align yourself with someone that does not love the Lord like you do? Why would you align yourself with someone that doesn't work? Why would you align yourself with a man, yes, that has no ambition? Why would you align yourself with a man that is lazy? Why would you align yourself with a man that expects you to pay for everything for him? Why would you align yourself with a man that is always controlling, manipulating? Why would you align yourself with that man? Why would you align yourself with a man that doesn't love the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind, with everything, that is able to say, come, let us pray? Why would you then align yourself with someone who cannot bring anything to the table? Why would you align yourself and say to yourself that, oh, things will get better? Why would you align yourself to deception? And why would you align yourself to lies of the enemy? Now, why would you align yourself? Because you feel that maybe time is running out, or maybe not, but you feel that you've been single for such a long time and you feel, you know, I need to have someone in my life. So therefore, I have prayed and prayed and prayed, and therefore I am just going to accept anything and anyone. No. No, no, no. I feel it's time, you know, that you know what your worth is, that you know and respect yourself, that if you are confident and you really believe and trust God, then you have to remember what the Bible says. The Bible says the man is the head. In the beginning, God created Adam, and he said, it is not good for man for man to be alone. Therefore, he created a helpmate. A woman is supposed to be a helpmate. She is not supposed to be the one that takes the lead. A woman is not supposed to one. Now, if that's what you want, that is fine. But a woman is not supposed to be the one that is continually taking the lead and the man sits down and do absolutely nothing. Now, because you've always been independent, that doesn't mean that because you have always been independent, you are prepared to say, you know what? I am now prepared to accept anything and don't do anything anymore, because I want to be controlled. I want to be manipulated. I want to be in that position because I've always been this independent person. I want to be able now not to do anything, but in not doing anything, let's think about this, in not doing anything, and he's not doing anything, now what's happening? If he's not doing anything and you're not doing anything, what's about to happen? There's about to be a big collapse. It's really important that women, sisters, whoever, wherever you are, yeah, you need to know who you are. You need to know you are valuable because of who you are. You are made in God's image according to his likeness. Genesis 1:26. Yes. God created you, and before he created this universe, you were the focus of his love. You need to believe that Jesus loves you. Yeah. You need to know that you are his beloved son or your beloved daughter. And when he sees you, he perceives value and worth that is far more, yeah, beyond rubies. You need to know that, you know, God is able, yeah, to do it for you. No matter what it is that you are needing, God is able to do it. Yeah? God is able to do it. Now, you need to be kind to yourself. You need to take care of yourself. And you need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Yeah? And look and believe that God has better for you. And I'm just, yes, I'm talking about relationships right now, because I believe that there are many women or men, you know, that are out there that are settling for less than the best. That is settling for just because you feel that you need someone around, just because you feel that it's nice, you know, somebody may be nice to you. You've lost sight of what God is saying. It is really important that you speak to yourself with some truths and value who you are and value who God says that you are. And it is important that you say, I will put my trust in God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of my heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. You need to allow God to direct your path, as it is written in Proverbs 3:5-6. You need to let go and let God. Being a virtuous woman is about letting God show himself through how you interact with yourself, take care of yourself, yeah, hallelujah, and you are mindful of those around you, that you care for yourself and you care for others. It's really important, yeah, that even in the way that you dress, you be fit, yeah, you choose quality over quantity. You embrace yourself, yes? And you pay attention to who you are as a person. If you're going to align yourself with someone that is does not have the same values that you have, then there is something seriously wrong. You are not valuing your worth. You are settling for less. It is evident that you have a low self-esteem. It is evident that you're not being kind to yourself. It is evident you're settling for less than the best. It is evident that you are not positive. It is evident that you don't believe that God can. It is evident that you don't believe that God can give you better. It is evident that you are making excuses of why you feel that this is what God would have you to do. It is so evident. And I feel that as children of God, we have to be very careful. Very, very careful. And you need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. If you know who you are in Christ Jesus, then you know that I am persuaded, Paul said, that my God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. You've got to believe that Your God is able, our God is able to keep that which you have committed. You need to love who you are and believe that Jesus Christ loves you and Jesus Christ believe in you, and you need to believe in yourself that God is able. You need to believe that you are special and that He loves you unconditionally, and you need to love yourself and not settle for the best. Why then? Why is it that you may be listening and thinking, why am I settling for less than the best when God did not ordain for you to have less than the best? A man is supposed to treat you with love, yes. A man is supposed to be kind to you, yes. A man is supposed to give to you and vice versa, yes. But a man is supposed to be the head. And yes, you are supposed to work together as in oneness. But I believe that you are supposed to treat a man as your king. And if he's treating you as the queen, you will automatically treat him as the king that he is. But if he refused to be that king, and if he refused to step up and be the man that he is supposed to be, that God has ordained from the foundation of the earth, what God has intended for man to be, and they refuse to be that man, and they have nothing they want to be, they still got that mindset of wanting to be mothered. They still have that mindset of having no ambition. They may be even still living with their mother, all right? And they still have that mindset expecting you to always give. You know, I went into a store a couple of days last week. And when I went into the store, there was a young woman and a young man. And I noticed that he picked up a lot of things. He picked up some things. And when he went to the till, he stood behind her and she was just standing there. And then I noticed she just had no choice. She went and got her card and then she paid for everything. He put everything down on the counter and then she had to go and get her card. And I was looking and she picked up everything and she walked out. And I looked and I said, God, you know, we as a people, we've got it wrong. It was supposed to be the woman, the man is supposed to be in the front. Okay, he's supposed to take out his card and he is supposed to take the lead in paying for everything. Why is that strange nowadays? Why can that not happen? Why do we? I remember many years ago, I went into this gentleman's car and I was so used to going into the car and opening the car door and going in. And this day, this gentleman, that's what they're called, gentlemen. This gentleman said, no, no, no. And he opened the car door for me. And I was going, no, 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 it's okay. And then suddenly it's almost like God was saying, what are you doing? I went, I'm sorry. Because he looked at me kind of strange when I said, oh, no, it's okay. Because he was being the gentleman that he should be. And he was opening the car door for me. And I went in. And then when he stopped the car, he opened the door, he came around, he opened his door, closed it, and he said, wait there a minute. He went round and he opened the door to allow me to come out. And even as we were walking down the road, he did not allow me to walk on the outside. He allowed me to walk within the inside. And I was saying to myself, well, this is a gentleman. Why not? Why can we not expect that? Why not? Why not indeed? Why not? Why do we as women feel that you have to be doing everything? Isn't it time that you know your worth? Isn't it time for you to be pampered? Isn't it time for you to be taken care of? And I'm not saying to be taken care of on one occasion or maybe twice for the month. But come on, ladies, sisters, women out there, isn't it time to just relax that someone can literally pamper you? Why not? Why is it that these men nowadays, even within the church, are expecting you? They're not taking the lead. One, They're expecting you to pamper them. And I'm talking to singles right now. I am not talking to people that are married. That's another topic for another day. I am talking to all our single women. I'm talking to you right now. Yeah. I feel all our single women, if you're a Christian, and even if you're not, I'm saying, isn't it time that you get the best and you wait for the best and nothing less than the best? I'm saying to you today, know your worth. Know your worth as a woman or as a man out there. Know that you are special. Know that you are valued and God values you. Know that it's time, especially if you have been waiting years for your Boaz, then truly, isn't it worth waiting just that little bit longer? If you are feeling impatient, just wait on the Lord and be of good courage, as it is written in Psalm 27 and the last verse. And he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait for God to give you the best. Wait, 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 wait. Why would you think of marrying someone or going out with someone or dating with someone or even talking to someone if they have no job? Why would you think of going with someone if they do not have any ambition whatsoever? Why? Why would you think of aligning yourself with someone who has no intention of serving God? Why would you align yourself with someone, yeah, if they're not able to say, come, let us pray? Why would you align yourself with someone, yeah, who is not there, who is not be able to celebrate you? And if you go out to dinner, you are the one that is paying and he is not. Oh, come on. He's left his purse at home or he's left his wallet at home. Come on. If he's left his wallet at home once, and then you go out with him a second time, and he left his wallet again a second time, why are you going to go out with him a third time if he's taking you out to dinner? And then he suddenly says, oh, I've forgotten my wallet. And then you pay. And then the second time he says, oh, I forgot my wallet again. A second time. No, no, no. Those are red flags. That is red flags. That is time to say, na, 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 exit, exit, exit. Why? Why would you? If he's able to give you a gift here and a gift there, and, you know, but he's trying to make out, oh, he's got it. No, 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 no. Know your worth. Know that you belong to the child. You're a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it is time, women of God, whoever you are, wherever you are listening from, it's time to step up and say, if I have to stay alone, I will be alone. Yes, but don't get so desperate that you want to be with someone, that you line yourself with someone that is truly not of God. Know your worth. In Jesus' name, be blessed.